Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen Word Atlanta Gallery Hotline. The word's out on Joe, no question. What's up?
How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. What's going on West End?
Well, pretty excited. For those of us who've been following Team USA Baseball, they won the championship of their tournament that they were playing in the Netherlands, defeating Cuba by a score of 4-1. Mike Minor got the win for the Commodores in that game. It was the second time in the tournament that he had defeated the Cuban team. And, of course, across two performances against them, he did not give up an earned run. And so it was a tremendous performance, and they win that tournament. They're 14-0 currently. And according to the website of Team USA, USA Baseball, it is the first time in recorded history that a U.S. collegiate national team has defeated the Cuban Olympic team in a tournament title game. So it's kind of a historic moment for Team USA, and certainly Mike Minor, a very big part of that. He pitched six innings yesterday, four hits, one unearned run, and struck out six in picking up the victory. And now a travel day for Team USA. They head over to Germany to be in a series of games against the German national team there. But Mike picking up just tremendous experience and getting stronger and stronger. He's been terrific so far.
Do those guys get a box of cigars for the win?
Pardon me?
Do they get a box of cigars for that?
I would hope, you know, so. And they're going to Germany, so they could take them to Germany. They just can't bring them. Well, they're in the Netherlands anyway. But
you can take anything you want over there.
That's right.
Well, Joe, I know folks over on West End and at Vanderbilt, kind of the calm before the storm when you talk about getting ready for football season. I know people over there are excited about what's to come for Bobby Johnson's team.
Well, I think so. You know, I think the coaches got a little bit of time off toward the end of June, and maybe around July 4th week to maybe go do some visiting with families. But there's really never a lot of time off. I know one of the things I've noticed this year is there have been a pretty significant number of unofficial visits made by prospects that would sign in 2009. That have been coming to, you know, to just show up at campus and walk around and take a look at things. You know, recruiting is not a seasonal event by any means. And once you get the names on the dotted line for the class for 2008, you're starting heavy after the ones for 2009. And I think Vanderbilt, if you follow it, those who can talk about it, already getting some commitments verbally for 2009's class. So it's a never-ending process, but they seem to really have improved it year to year, and very excited about getting on the field. I know we're all excited about getting on the field and seeing what's going to happen, especially offensively. I mean, we've talked so much about, you know, you lose a guy like a Jonathan Goff defensively, a Marcus Buggs. You know, those guys are so hard to replace, but there are a lot of veterans, especially in the secondary there, and some good young players on that defensive line. You lose a Theo Horrocks, you've got to replace guys like that, but you've got to be at least focused on how that offense is going to bounce back when you lose all five offensive line starters. Granted, there's some experience there returning, but I think we're all excited to see how that offense is going to develop quickly.
Joe, I wanted to have you clarify something you mentioned the other day about Alex Washington and the injury that he suffered, I think, during spring camp. What is his status as they get ready for the season?
He will not play this season. Tore the knee up and had surgery, and apparently, from what I understand and have talked to Bobby about, I believe he's out for the year, and that's a pretty significant blow when you consider you lose an Earl Bennett already. You know, who's going to step up? And Alex really came on late in the year, I thought, it really began to develop as a threat, and so now you lose two receivers going into the season. So you've got a George Smith who's going to be a senior, who obviously will be looked to for leadership and to give a lot of big catches as he's done throughout his career. But they're going to have to be some young guys, maybe even some incoming freshmen, that are going to have to step up and contribute right away.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.